There really weren't too many things on the playground besides baseball. Later in my high school years, we had basketball and volleyball. Mm-hmm. But other than that, we sort of entertained ourselves, playing house on the side of the school building on the porches. Mm-hmm. We'd mark it off with chalk and we'd play house. Mm-hmm. The girls would play mm-hmm. house. And other than that, the recreational facilities provided by the school were practically nil. Mm-hmm. You either seesawed or you played marbles or tops or something like that.
Okay. You said you had wood-burning stoves,
Yes, I did.
Wood-burning stoves. Did anybody have coal-burning stoves around these parts?
Only in the school buildings. Mm-hmm.
What would you call the container that would probably sit by the stove that had the coal in it? You know, a small container. What was that called?
Well, we call them coal buckets, I believe. They had a definite shape to them with a handle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And in either a coal stove or a wood stove, you usually have a piece, round piece that goes up out of the ceiling. What is that called? Or maybe
stove pipe.
Okay. That's what I'm looking for. What do you call the thing that you probably would have to have out in the garden or working any small little plot of land that you would use to haul things around with? It has three wheels.
Wheelbarrow.
Okay. And what would you call the thing that you use to sharpen knives and hoes and things like that?
Well, they're two different things.
Okay.
There's a grindstone that you'd sharpen knives on, but a hoe you'd have to use a file.
Okay. And what about a small piece of
a wet rock.
Okay. And I believe I asked you, what do you call your vehicle that you drive? Just the general term.
Car.
Okay. And when you're having your car lubricated, what do you say?
I'm gonna greased.
Okay. And what do you call the stuff that they use to grease it with?
Well, grease.
Okay. And the man who's been doing that work would probably get through and say, my hands sure are
greasy.
Okay. Every once in a while, you have to have something changed in your automobile. And what is that called?
Oil.
Yeah, okay. There are other ways to lead into that in this part of the country. What comes out of the ground and makes a lot of money for people.
Yes.
In these old lamps, what is the fuel that was used in these?
Well, we called it coal oil, mm-hmm. but it was later termed as kerosene oil.
Okay. And have you ever heard of a kind of a makeshift lamp that would just be a bottle with a rag stuck in it with a little bit of coal oil on the bottom of it?
Yes, but I've never used, I don't think we used them.
Uh-huh.
We either used candles or oil lamps.
Uh-huh. But you've never heard any term used for those old-fashioned?
No. Possibly it was before my time.
Mm-hmm. I don't think
I would probably have had an explosion if I had used it.
And what do you call the thing that toothpaste comes in now, today?
Oh, tube.
Okay. And you're going to put a boat out in the water, you'd say, I'm going to blank
the boat. Launch the boat.
Okay. And if you go fishing, you quite often people go in these little flat-bottom boats. Do you know what those are
Skiff.
Called?
Skiff.
Okay. And
I don't know that a flat-bottom skiff is all I thought a skiff was a flat-bottom boat.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're looking for?
I'm looking for whatever designation you give it. That's one thing. We don't make any determination.